call land, you know, a flat lowland along the stream. It's maybe real good for planting stuff. And flat lowland along the stream, and maybe it get flooded in the spring, and it's real good to plant stuff. Any name for that kind of land?
No, not that. It may be somebody close to a stream, that way it may be some mudland. Now, that's what we had down near Okeechobee, a big marsh around that lake, in the very that lake. And the soil, that mudland for a high price, and it was some wonderful stuff. I saw ice potatoes there that would weigh a pound and a half a piece. That would weigh that out fertilizer, just planted out there in the mud, you know, not cultivated. But that didn't last long. It soon blew away. Wind would blow it away in different ways. And then it burned, and you couldn't hardly put it out. It was hard to put out.
What do you call land that you know, if you get a big crop from a land, you'd say the soil here, what is here? If that land, where you don't get a big crop from it and it grow a lot, you'd say the soil is very what, very?
The soil is sometimes played out, and I know people used to wouldn't plant certain things they'd plant. They used to say that if I couldn't plant watermelons on the same land over about once every 7 years, that certain elements in the soil would play out. And just certain things. And they learn now to put that in there with the leaves while they put that back and go ahead with it. Now, for the last several years, down below in the Mockley country, there's lots of that country in Eau Claire country. That people didn't think it was any good, and it was. It's not fertile land where they raised so much stuff there. But they used to say it'd take 20 acres of it to feed a cow to use for pasture. But it one of the things that the people used to have to fight here on new land was the foulness of the land. Well, the land down there don't have that. They have some marl there, but all that land doesn't have anything. So whatever it takes, if you want to grow cucumbers, put fertilizer there to raise cucumbers and really make them, because they don't have anything yet. You haven't got to fight anything but the insects, and put whatever fertilizer you want there. I remember I went down there hunting a couple of years ago, and a man that I'd hunted with, when I first started hunting there, I used to have a guide. And so he hunted with me, he my good friend. And we hunted together for a long time after the Union. So God, he'd just go with me for us to go and have a party together. But I went down there and I fed him a jar of honey. From here, orange honey. So I went to the house. And then I brought you something. I brought you a job on honey.